Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. The Torah, when it tells us the mitzvah of Peah, ties it to the idea of Ketzira, because it says in the Pasuk, V'kutzrichem es Ketzir Artzichem, that when you harvest, when you cut off the Ketzir Artzichem, the harvesting of your land, do not cut off the corner of your field. So it's tied to the Ketzira. That's illustrated in this Mishnah. Sada shekitzaru ha-goyim. If you have a field that the harvesting was done by goyim, and let's say either subsequent to that they sell the sheaves after it's been cut off by the goyim, they sell it to a Yisrael, or let's say that they themselves convert after having cut off the grain, or kitzaru ha-listim, or let's say the owner of the field does not cut off the grain, but rather the robbers come along and cut it off, but the grain is left on the ground, or kirsimua namolim, or it was chewed away and cut off by ants. Ants attacked the stalks and it fell down because of that, or shivarata haruach ovehema, or they were broken by either the wind or by an animal. In any of these cases, the field is patura. It's pater from having to give peah. And that's because it doesn't qualify as uvekutzrichem, that when you, the Jew, or the owner of the field, that you actually cut down the produce, then you're obligated, otherwise not. Now, if katzar chetzia, if you, the owner of the field, harvest, cut down half of it, the katzru listim chetzia, and subsequent to that, robbers come along, and before you have an opportunity to cut the second half, they cut the second half, then it's betura. Then the whole field is pater, even the part that you cut off before. And the reason is shechovas hapeah bakama, because the obligation of giving peah is in the standing grain. It's in the grain at the end of the harvesting, and because it's there, and that part got cut off not by you but by somebody else, so it doesn't fulfill uvekutzrichem, and therefore the whole field is pater from giving peah.